And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. But first, let's listen to a young lady whose heart is set on baking a successful cake.
Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. Make my cake turn out all right. Make it tender, high, and light. For that's the wish I wish tonight.
Well, I hope you get your wish, little lady. And I'll bet you will, too, if you use New Sure Mix Crisco.
Crisco? Why, what difference would that make?
Oh, a lot of difference. Only New Crisco gives you those three exclusive advantages of higher cakes, lighter cakes, tenderer cakes. Yes, and better eating cakes than you've ever made before.
Oh, but why is it that only Crisco can do that?
Because New Sure Mix Crisco is the result of a great shortening discovery. A patented discovery you don't get in any other home shortening we know of. So no other shortening can promise you those three big advantages of higher, lighter, tenderer cakes. You know, ladies, Crisco is different from any other shortening you've ever used. It certainly is. And you can actually see that difference as soon as you mix up your cake batter. Sure Mix Crisco batter is so smooth and satiny, with none of the separating or curdling you get so often with other shortenings. And you know how important a smooth batter is to a successful cake. And did you know about all the tests we conducted comparing smoother Crisco batters to batters made with other shortenings? Why, we've baked hundreds of cakes in our Crisco kitchens using every well-known shortening we could buy. And out of those hundreds of cakes, the ones made from the smoother Crisco batters baked up higher and lighter and tenderer than any of the others. And they were the best eating cakes of all. So that's why I say, if you want your wish to come true, if you really want higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than you've ever made before, well, just you be sure to use the new Sure Mix Crisco from now on. You better order a Crisco from your dealer today and keep it handy in your kitchen. Well, sir, it's about 6:45 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up the next block now. The evening meal's been over only a little while, and here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. Listen.
Is your father still in the kitchen?
I guess so. Unless he went down to the basement.
Vic!
He may try to run out on you.
Yeah? I'm all ready to show you this now. Come on. What'd you say?
I'd say maybe he'll try to run out on you.
Why?
He don't care much about looking at photograph albums.
Did he tell you that?
He hinted along them lines in the kitchen just now. He says, well, buckle up your courage, Dr. Sleech. We gotta go look at all Razor Scum's relations.
Well, he was only acting smart. Everybody likes to look at pictures.
I'm not so sure about that.
Don't you like looking at pictures?
Well, yes and no. I enjoy looking at pictures of myself pretty fair. And when times are dull, I just as soon kill a few minutes looking at pictures of people I'm acquainted with.
Well, this photograph album's got pictures of people you're acquainted with in it.
Who?
Mr. and Miss Razor Scum. Miss Razor Scum's brother from Hudson and his little boy. And Miss Razor Scum, Mr. Razor Scum's cousin with the oblong head that visits at Christmas and New Year's.
These two pictures in front are Mr. and Miss Razor Scum when they got married, ain't they?
Yeah.
Let's get on over to the second picture.
No, we'll wait for your father. And we're not going to rush through either.
I don't see what kick you get out of looking at a gang of individuals you don't know.
I know Mr. and Ms. Razor Scum.
Well, you don't know their relations.
I don't know about their relations. Ms. Razor Scum explained about every picture in here this afternoon.
Peculiar, I never inherited that feature.
What feature?
The feature of getting a thrill out of looking at a crowd of strangers you never
seen. Hurry up and slap out a picture of Razor Scum's Uncle Albert. I can't stand this strain a minute longer.
Gov's all set to jolly you.
Gov will jolly me out of the wrong side of his mouth.
Hello there, Mildred. Hello there, Adams. I didn't know you people were still in the city.
Sit down here on the Davenport.
Yeah, you bet. So this is Razor Scum's Uncle Honk and Lance Light, huh? Turn over to the next page.
This is Charlie and his wife the day they got married.
Oh, really? I thought it was a dish of mashed potatoes. Charlie and his wife the day they got married, huh? Well. Turn over.
Listen, we're not going to race through this photograph album. We're going to enjoy each separate picture.
Well, we've had a good look at this first one, Mom. Can't we turn the page and get
I'll take care of this, please. Vic. See the wedding suit Charlie's got on?
Yeah, it's peach. Turn over.
That suit cost $75. It was the most expensive suit worn by anybody in Harriet, Wisconsin in the year 1922. It was made special by the best tailor in East Orange, New Jersey.
Did Ma Razor Scum give you the history of every photograph in this album?
Oh, she told me interesting little trash about every picture, sure.
How many pictures are there?
I don't know.
It's an awful fat book, but there's at least 50 pages.
We'd be here till morning if we have to spend a lot of time with each one.
You got something else you want to do?
Not particularly.
Well, then settle yourself comfortable and try to do the civilized thing.
Civilized thing is to wear my eyes to the bone looking at Razor Scum's relations, huh?
This suit cost $75. Most expensive suit worn in Harriet, Wisconsin in the year 1922. Was made special by the best tailor in East Orange, New Jersey.
Name of Kennedy?
What?
Was the tailor's name Kennedy?
I don't know what his name was.
I bet it was Kennedy. The reason I think it was Kennedy is because I know a fella from East Orange, New Jersey, that got hung for murder. And he wanted to look nice at the execution. So the state hired a tailor named Kennedy to take his measurements and fix him up with a handsome suit, complete with bell-bottom pants and pinchback coat with silk lining and smart patch pockets.
You through with your little speech?
Yeah.
You want to see these or don't you?
No.
And Miss Razor's come with her own hands, insists on making a poultice for your chest when you got a cold.
I love Miss Razor's come better than life itself, but by Josh, gonna turn over face laughter.
This is Charlie's cousin with the oblong head taken when he was 26. Recognize him, Rush?
No.
You do, too.
I don't either.
Now don't you start getting smarty, mister.
Not getting smarty. I don't recognize that fella.
Well, look at the oblong head.
I recognize the oblong head, say.
Yeah, so does Rush. He just wants to be obstinate.
No, I don't. Lots of individuals got oblong heads.
Well, you never seen anybody with an oblong head as oblong as Mr. Razor Scum's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
No.
All right, then. Well, here on the next page is a cousin without any neck.
Eh?
Sure.
Let's see him up close.
Well, I better hold the album. Scrub my hands especially. See, this velvet takes smudges easy and they're hard to get off.
This guy's got no neck.
Uh-uh.
Well, he's wearing a collar.
I can't help that.
Well, how can a guy wear a collar if he's got no neck?
Search me. I'm only passing along Miss Razor Scum's information. This is Charlie's cousin Dunk, she says. He's got no neck. I expect she knew what she was talking about.
Hmm.
She said, this fella's got no neck, and you can have the information for what it's worth.
I'd say it's worth about $9.25.
Vernon Stover.
Hey.
He's got an oblong head, too. Mm.
Oblong heads run in the Razor Scum family. There was one relation, been dead many years now, had a head so oblong it was almost shaped like a banana.
Picture of him in here?
No.
They would leave out pictures of interesting people. I enjoy seeing a fellow with a head like a banana.
This Vernon Stover, Vic, run for mayor at one time.
Did he indeed?
Almost got it.
What city?
I forget.
New York.
Hmm.
Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, New Orleans.
No, I forget. Hmm. Now, this next picture must be, well, Miss Razor Scum told me interesting things about everybody in here. Who'd she say this was?
Charlie Urquhart.
Ray Bierman.
Lieutenant Slattery Giebele.
Montgomery J.
Oh,
Henry.
I know. Miss Razor Scum's music teacher.
She's got no oblong head.
Why should she have, silly? No relation.
Oh.
How do you like them fancy nose glasses?
I like them fine. Is Miss Razor Scum a musician?
Uh-uh.
What'd she take lessons on?
Piano, but nothing come of it. See, she's colorblind.
Colorblind?
Well, you knew Miss Razor Scum was colorblind.
Well, what's she being colorblind have to do with her not being able to play the piano?
Well, what does it, foolish?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Think a second.
Oh, be a sport and tell me the answer.
A colorblind person can't play the piano because how would they distinguish between the white keys and the black keys?
Oh,
piano keys all look alike to a person that's colorblind.
Oh, sure.
Mom, I don't think white and black make any difference to colorblind people. White and black ain't colorblind.
The next page here is Lyman Trivett.
Hello, Lyman.
Mom, colorblind people can tell white from black as easy as you can. It's red and green and purple and junk that stumps them.
Is it? This Lyman Trivett could stick himself with a pin and it wouldn't hurt.
I bet he was in great demand at fashionable parties.
Homer Starchley.
Did you memorize all these names?
Oh, some of them just happened to stay in my noodle. Eldred Tyson, or Bryson, I guess it is. Yeah, Bryson. He shot a lion.
The sea ones.
Now watch out for your hands. All you have to do is look at velvet and make smudges.
He shoot the lion in Africa?
Zoo.
Zoo?
Yeah. Got arrested for it. He was a shy, retiring man. Didn't have any gumption. His friends made fun of him. He was so timid. So he took a rifle out to the zoo and shot a lion. Just so he could say he done it, see? Changed his whole disposition. Instead of hiding in corners, he went swaggering around hollering, I shot a lion. I shot a lion.
Lion die?
I'll say the lion died. Killed right over.
How long did they keep Brother Bryson in jail?
Quite a while, I guess. His papa had to buy the zoo another lion, and lions cost money.
Wonder how much.
Oh. Oh, here's somebody it's easy to tell as a razor scum.
Oblong head?
Sure.
Oblong head really stands out when an individual is bald, don't it?
Yes. I forget this fellow's name.
Razor scum.
Yeah, razor scum, but I mean his first name. Paul, maybe.
Pete, maybe.
Joe, maybe.
Art, maybe.
William, maybe.
Maybe.
Paul, I think. Here's a good one. Cecil Freemer and his tall horse.
Tall horse, yeah.
Supposed to be the tallest horse ever born in Harriet, Wisconsin. Run like lightning. Pretty, ain't he?
Yeah.
He's got an oblong head. Wonder if he belongs to the razor scum family.
Ha-ha. Agnes Limley. Married Charlie's oldest brother. Edna Lawrence and Bolivar Scratch. Acrobats at one time. Philip H. Stingy.
Kiddo, how many pictures are there in the book?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know.
We'll riffle through the pages once and let's get an idea.
You in a hurry to go someplace?
No, but go ahead. Riffle through the pages once.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few.
Holy smoke. Must be 600.
So which?
Well, do we have to look at all of them?
Yes.
And hear a 5-minute lecture on each one?
Yes.
Wait till I tighten my belt and wipe off my forehead.
How about me bringing in a pitcher of cold water?
Fine.
All right. This fellow on the next page here is Melvin Razor Scum. See his oblong head?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, here's how to make leftover chicken go a long way. Make fried patties. Oh, they're grand. Just grind your chicken, add equal amount of breadcrumbs, season to taste, and bind together with beaten egg. Then shape in patties and fry in hot Crisco till crispy golden brown. And, lady, when you serve these in a nest of fluffy mashed potatoes with some creamy chicken gravy, oh, the family will beg for more. Because foods fried the Crisco way are a family favorite most every place. They're so crispy, not greasy, and as digestible as if baked. You know, Crisco is a pure all-vegetable shortening. And here's another family favorite, a sure mixed Crisco cake. Well, our baking tests proved you can make cakes with Crisco that are higher, lighter, and tenderer than any you've ever made. And we don't know of another home shortening that can promise you these three exclusive new cake-making advantages. So get Crisco today and use it for all your baking and frying. No other shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier than new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Mel Allen speaking.